You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That's right. What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lindsay Baseball standing by. Beto's in for Shedano. The Queen is in the house. And we got 3 days on the air this week while the Lakers are headed out east. Be off the air on Wednesday and Friday. So be with us today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Hello, baseball.
Hello, Cappy. Well, what you need to know today is that a man has been jailed for life for murdering his wife with voice recordings from an Alexa device helping to bring him to justice. Detectives discovered voice commands made by the man and his wife stored in the cloud of an Amazon Alexa device, which can control electrical items in a household. The court heard the last message exchanged between the wife and husband, which happened to be the recording of him actually killing her in the act. I won't get into the details of that, because it's quite graphic.
Sounds pretty morbid.
It was all stored right there on the Alexa. And so what you need to know is that you got to be careful what you do around those things, because they're literally listening to everything. Obviously, you know, this is a very extreme situation, but good for Alexa and technology for bringing down a murderer.
Wait, Beto, you seem a little flustered and confused by this What You Need to Know by Lindsay Baseball.
So in other words, Alexa helped solve a murder.
That's right. That's
well,
right.
Well,
it's so 2023.
They had an idea that
CSI
it was
Alexa,
and yeah, it basically helped convict him. Yes, which we've talked about on like
Law and Order Alexa.
Right, right. We talked before how people have been caught cheating through Alexa because it stores your recordings. And a guy found out through like, or a woman found out that her husband had cheated because of the music and the conversations that were played around like the Alexa commands. And in this case, these people had a recording. One of the settings that can allow you to record and store like all your conversations. And that's what helped convict the guy of murdering his wife.
I don't even have Siri enabled on my phone.
I don't either.
And I would buy a Alexa. No.
I don't have an
Alexa.
Have
no Alexa.
No.
Me neither. You have an Alexa?
I mean, it's in storage now, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then
crazy.
When we had that story about the girl and recording, we wanted to see if it was true, and we figured out it was. And I was like, ooh, I killed that setting. That was weird. Not that I'm a cheater or anything, but it's just like weird having you get it recorded.
Yeah, I can't stand it when I'm like talking, and then all of a sudden I realize that my phone is typing out every word that I'm saying in a text. And then I have to go back and I have to delete the entire thing, you know?
Dude, I'm just paranoid about like pocket dialing somebody.
How paranoid are you? Like, do you have like a little piece of tape over your camera on your computer at home?
No, it's just more of like, you know, you're somewhere and all of a sudden you call somebody. It's like, oh man, I don't want to talk to that person.
Right. Like if somebody butt dials me and I see a voicemail come up for 3 minutes and 9 seconds and I can hear them, I'm like, I wonder if I should just listen to all 3 minutes and 9 seconds. Like, are they going to talk about me? Are they going to say bad things?
Yeah. Yeah. That's another one too.
It's like my mother calls me. She butt dials me all the time. You know, and I can hear her sitting there like a yenta at the pool, you know? Because, you know, my parents now, Beto, they're very big FAU fans.
Go Owls, baby.
Yeah, they're all of a sudden Florida Atlantic fans.
That's our team.
Because everybody down in Boca that's there for the early bird special at 4 o'clock for dinner every night, now the whole town is buzzing with Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, they're huge. Big deal. Shout out to Lane Kiffin, who was there once.
Anyway. Yeah, my mother butt dials me, and then I listen. I'm like, is my mom going to talk about me?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just crazy.
All right, well, that's what you need to know. It's being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Yeah, FAU, you know, they got a USC connection.
They do?
Their head coach was actually the a GA. He was doing the video back in 2000, 2002 when Henry Bibby was there. So that's where he started off.
Yeah. The coach at Florida Atlantic.
The Florida Atlantic, the head coach.
Was a film, like entry-level guy with
that's
USC
where he
basketball
off.
Program?
He went to Indiana, and then he... He worked at USC for like two couple seasons. And then, Dusty May. So he was at USC in 2002. Then just worked his way up, man. Grinding, pulling off.
I see one of these kids that's going to be playing in the Final Four. One of the kids from the San Diego State team went to the high school that Bronny James goes to, Sierra Canyon.
Oh, yeah. That guy's cool. But the one that's the main guy is Lamont Butler. Lamont Butler went to Riverside Poly. That's the dude right there. He's solid. Yeah, that's the team. But yeah, so the kid that went to Sierra Canyon, he's okay.
He aight. Yeah.
But then that's another thing where I think it was a tweet yesterday, there was no McDonald's All-American kids are playing in the Final Four this year.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of finding your own path and go wherever you want. And then the kid Trammell, who hit the free throws, he was at Seattle University last year.
Dude, that guy, he went from high school where he was completely not recruited by anybody.
St. Ignatius, shout out to San Francisco.
Then he went to a community college.
Mm-hmm.
Then he transferred to Seattle University, you know, which I don't even know what division they play in. And then he finally winds up transferring to the next level. See, this is the whole thing about these kids nowadays, right now, when it comes to recruiting, is that coaches don't even really want to recruit high school kids unless they're the top, top, top kids.
Yeah.
They'd rather go into the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why so many kids like aren't getting recruited and then they give up.
Yeah. So this is the fourth time.
Yeah, tell me.
There are zero McDonald's All-Americans on the rosters. 2002, 2014, and 2021 with Baylor. So, but yeah, it's going to be cool. That's my man Ronnie Flores in that tweet out there. So I'm looking forward to it because Jim Larrañaga, you know, Sedano knows him. Miami coach.
Oh, Jim Larrañaga, yeah.
Yeah, because he's Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
He got Cuban roots. So Sedano knows him, so that'll be fun.
Well, this is why I'm rooting for Miami to win, and I'm rooting for San Diego State to win.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've spent 20 years around those guys, around Steve Fisher and around Brian Dutcher, their head coach now.
Dutch.
And so I'm super psyched for them. And if Sedano comes back on Monday, April 3rd at Yamava, and his Hurricanes are in it against the San Diego State Aztecs, now we got ourselves a broadcast on Championship Monday.
Oh, that'd be so good.
We got real rooting interest here.
That'd be
in that
so
game.
Good.
Maybe we make a big old bet or something, like Sedano got to take down an entire glizzy at Yamava.
Oh, really?
They got one of those three-foot glizzies that are out of control, like 3,300 calories.
You know, San Diego State has a good... they have a Raza on that team. David Velasquez.
Yes.
He's the assistant coach.
Great
He's been
guy.
There forever.
Been there forever.
Was a walk-on, then he worked his way onto Scully, director of basketball ops. That's the dude who recruits in Southern California. So if you're going to see like all the AAU tournaments, he's there. He's trying to get the guys that are going to SC, UCLA, and those AAU coaches might be like, nah, our guy's a Pac-12 guy. Our guy's a Big East kind of guy. And he's like, all right, we'll take what we got. You know, Kawhi, he went out there, recruited Kawhi. He went out there and got Murray from Riverside. So good to see those guys. You know, they say, the good guys win. Get out there. And his social media, he's been on fire too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, we're here, baby.
Yeah.
So don't come and jump with us now.
Hey, I planned on getting into a little bit more LeBron, and I want to get into Lamar Jackson. But since we're here, hold on.
What you got?
There are some people who think this Final Four is the worst ever.
Okay.
No, seriously. Because Cinderella made it. Florida Atlantic is Cinderella.
Absolutely.
If you go on to the Florida Atlantic Owls team page and you look at a picture of their team,
no chance.
Look like they are in any average high school gym
yep.
around LA.
Yep.
Like they're probably playing in front of like 500 to 1,000 people a night. How Cinderella made it to the championship is incredible. And people are like, well, we want Cinderella, but then when she actually shows up, she kind of ruined it. But FAU Cinderella, so that San Diego State can't be Cinderella,
mm-hmm.
and Miami, they play in the ACC, so they don't qualify. And UConn has come from like out of nowhere because UConn was one of the traditional powers years ago. So I'll ask you, is this the worst Final Four ever? Like, will TV ratings be down? Will tickets be cheap and available? Is this the worst Final Four? Or isn't this Final Four awesome because you have no number one seeds? You have no, like, one-and-done NBA kind of talent type kids. You got kids that have been putting in the work for all these years.
So you had a team like FAU who went 35-3. A few years ago, they were no good. Dusty May took over. They play the likes of UAB. UTSA.
Middle Tennessee State.
Yep. UTEP,
right.
You know,
right.
Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers. Yeah. So, is it a terrible Final Four? No, because the basketball is good. What's happened with the NIL is guys can get their endorsement deals, right? But what's happened with the transfer portal is now kids can graduate and they can go and go get a master's degree at somewhere else if they were insured. Or they could just leave. So now the schools like this where kids that may not have been playing at, say, Kansas or Texas, they can go down a notch in levels and ball out. So now you have teams like FAU, San Diego State, where they have 22-year-olds, 21-year-olds, guys with man muscles, guys who are out there are stronger, who've been around, who know, who are dogs because they weren't the five-star recruits, but they have something to prove. They might be working to try to get a job in Europe, or they might be even potentially maybe get a summer league invite, right? Because that's what they're going for. So is it a terrible Final Four? For me, no, because I like watching basketball, and it's going to be good basketball. It's just the likes of the Blue Bloods, like the Dukes, are getting those one-and-done kind of guys, so you don't really build around them, and they're not really good enough to perform as a team. So you have this right here. I love seeing new teams. Now, when George Mason played a few years ago, you're like, okay, they're going to get blown off. FAU's good. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no one seeds in this. So I'm going to be watching this weekend, all excited about
it. The coach from Kansas State, after FAU beat him, walked into the FAU locker room and told him, you guys are the best team we've seen all year. You can win the national championship.
That's crazy.
God, if Florida Atlantic wins the national championship, that'd be insane. Incredible.
What if San Diego State wins, though?
That'd also be amazing. That would be ridiculous.
Party at Cappy's.
Yeah, come on. All right, stick around. I want to get to Lamar Jackson. Is the marriage between Lamar Jackson and the Ravens now over? And I want to get back to LeBron, who forced his way back into the Laker lineup because he saw how the team was playing and they need me. We'll get to that story coming right back. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to make the change. Yeah. And no message could been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make that.
Get
up. Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Yeah. You saw those moves.
I'm so mad that I'm not in studio and I'm missing this right now.
You don't even understand.
Oh, man.
You don't even understand.
YouTube would have seen all that. That's funny.
Oh, my goodness, Liz. I'm going to text you the video first.
Oh, no. You got video of that?
You took a video? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You got video of that?
Yeah, he got video.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Oh, Liz, I'm going to send it to you first.
Okay.
So we can get your honest reaction on the air before I tweet it out.
Okay.
Wait, you're going to tweet that?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
You spun around and you know, radio talk. You have the headphones on with the cord. You spun and you didn't get tangled up. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really feel like I got off my really good, like, Michael Jackson leg kick, though.
But no, but you're limited because you're connected to the board.
Right. I didn't feel like I got a good leg kick in.
The other one was also really good with the finger pointing.
Oh, the finger point was solid.
Yeah.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror, Beto. It's true. I'm asking him to make a change.
This is why you need to be here every day, Cappy. This is why.
This is why I am here today.
This is why the people need you.
Yeah, man.
When are you coming back this week?
I'm coming back tomorrow.
Oh, for real?
I'm not going to leave you here by yourself.
What are we doing tomorrow?
We're going to hang out.
You're going to do back-to-backs, Cappy? Like
back-to-backs.
Anthony Davis doesn't?
Like Anthony Davis does not do, I'm doing back-to-backs.
What are we doing tomorrow, Cappy?
Tours Tuesday.
Nah, it's too cold.
It is too cold.
What are we doing?
Although I will tell you right now.
Just go find a bar and get hammered.
You know, I'm jonesing for that guy Jason's Tacos.
Rachel gets mad.
Oh, he can't play?
He can't get drunk. You know, he gets timed, bro.
I got drunk Friday and Saturday night. A little bit on Friday, mm-hmm. Very drunk on Saturday. And then Sunday, I don't know how these people do this hair of the dog thing. People who have Bloody Marys or people who have beers right away. I'm like, I can't drink like that. No, two nights, I had to sweat it all out yesterday. You know, I had to sit in a sauna, you know?
Oh, Lizzie's watching? Mm-hmm.
Wait, you're laughing at the video that Beto just sent? You're not laughing at me sweating out the vodka yesterday?
No. It's the video, 100%. I heard it when it kicked in.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It's only pretty good?
that's very good, Cap. That's very funny.
Yeah,
that's
you like those moves, huh?
Those are some great moves. You need to share that with everybody.
I will.
Like Christmas.
This is a... Now, do I... Because the social's not here, should I like just tweet it out to myself on my account or
yeah,
share?
Yeah, you should. You should, and then have them retweet it.
Yeah, but you know I'm a team player. I should tell them to do it.
Yeah, but they always tell us to do that.
But you know what, though?
Also,
tell
you know,
us.
They're not here.
Yeah,
so they missed
here.
Out on the gold. I'm going to block them. That way they can't see.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're sensitive.
So wait, so you're putting out a video of me doing Michael Jackson dancing.
Yes.
But oh, I will often post things and then they'll like reshare it. You know, they say, because you know, you gotta build your brand there, Beto.
Oh, my best.
Hope I'm proud of these
strong,
moves.
Oh man.
His brand is solid.
Hey, I got recognized in Guadalajara.
See?
Hey, oh, that's awesome.
Really? At the airport when I landed, whatever day I was there, I worked a fight there Saturday for Golden Boy. Chon Cepeda, who's here from La Puente Baldwin Park, he got his victory.
Hey, 626.
There you go.
626 in the house.
I'm at the airport waiting for the rest of the team as we're leaving. You know, like you, Cappy, carry on only.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody comes up to me. Hey, Beto Vision. What's up?
Beto Vision.
Big Dodger fan, bro. I love you on Dodger TV. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I don't do Dodger TV, but I just went with it.
Right.
He's like, dude, how's your arm? I'm like, yeah, it's good. It's good. And I realized he thought I was David Vasse.
So why? But he called you Beto Vision.
Yeah, but you know, people confuse everybody. You
got
know?
It.
But I was like, hey, man, so I'll take half of it.
Okay.
But yeah, Vasse went down the slide at Miller Park. So
right.
He thought I was him. But
the guy who broke his arm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll take half of a Beto Vision in Guadalajara. I feel good.
Pretty good.
It's awesome.
You should be proud of yourself.
Hey,
you're getting to those Clinton Yates levels where you're going to have to start wearing a hat and sunglasses everywhere because you get attacked like you're Michael Jackson. You've not heard about this?
Am I missing something?
You've not heard about this?
His face.
Well, you've not heard this? Clinton can legitimately not go into an airport in America without being attacked.
Why are you making fun of him?
I'm not. Wait a second. This ain't me. I mean, guys, am I wrong? I mean, Lindsay has
why,
he not.
Why would you say that that's what happens to him?
That's not what I said. That's what Clinton says.
Stop it.
The big CY.
He said that?
The president. True
I
or false?
I have not heard him.
Wait, he said that he has to wear glasses?
Because he gets recognized everywhere he goes because he's on TV. He's television's Clinton.
Yeah, he gets recognized.
Right.
But you're making it seem like he's a big-time celebrity.
He is. You don't agree? You don't agree?
I mean...
Am I wrong here? I mean, that's what he said.
He said that?
He said he gets recognized everywhere he goes. He has to kind of disguise...
Everywhere he goes?
Yeah.
But
he said he has to wear a hat. Otherwise, he gets swarmed like the Beatles.
You don't subscribe to this, apparently.
LA Live or where? Everywhere?
Like pretty much everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like when you're walking out the ESPN studios?
Like everywhere. Like that.
Wow.
Yep.
Like that. Confidence.
Yep, total.
Confident. Okay.
That's the deal.
All right.
Hey, listen, speaking of confidence, that's LeBron. LeBron is so confident that he has to play for the Lakers. The Lakers are so desperate without LeBron that he had to hurry back as fast as he possibly could. In fact, LeBron, after the game last night, said, they go 8-5, and now we're sitting at a chance to be able to, the hell with the play-in. We actually can be a top six seed. And that definitely changed my mindset on me coming back and trying to be part of this. I don't want to say change my mindset. It just enhanced what I was trying to as far as my workouts, as far as my treatment and everything.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is saying...
Because he tweeted at McMenamin. That's what the tweet was at.
McMenamin.
Oh, you don't like him?
It's not that I don't like him.
McMenamin.
Just he has a very inside perspective on things.
Yes, he's the best one out there.
And I have kind of a more opinionated outside perspective on things.
McMenamin.
And the McMenamin says to me, do you even watch these games? You know?
He's not wrong.
And then I say, you're damn right I watch these games, Jack.
Mm.
I call him Jack, not Dave.
McMenamin.
Right.
I need to listen more often.
Yeah, you do.
You got some little
stuff
going on here.
But think about LeBron.
Okay.
Think about LeBron saying, hey, the guys are playing well. We're actually making some moves. They've been able to keep the ship afloat while I've been gone. We're not like 500 while I'm gone. We're actually 8-5. We have finally crossed the threshold of being 500. You know what? They need me so desperately that I have to hurry back versus the guys are playing good ball. They're playing a winning brand of team basketball. We're getting the best out of AD that we've seen maybe ever. And you know what? That gives me a chance to take my time.
Cappy, if they're in the sixth seed, do you think LeBron comes back? If they have a sixth seed and they're guaranteed a playoff spot, you think LeBron's coming back this soon?
No. No, I think that LeBron thinks that the only way they can get to where they can go is with him.
And I think we a lot of us agree with them.
A lot of you do. I don't.
So you think if LeBron sits out the rest of the year, Lakers make the playoffs?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely.
Look at the schedule they got coming up this week.
Right. That's where are they going to go? That's exactly why. Okay.
Without LeBron, they're going to go 4-1?
Well, there should be 8 games left.
This week, right? They got 5 games. Whatever it is. All right. Rest of the season. Rest of the season.
Yeah, I said they were going to go 8-2.
Eight and two without LeBron.
Yeah, under the assumption
smoking
they weren't going to have
LeBron. No way.
What do you mean smoking foo?
8-2 without LeBron.
Right.
Come on, Cat.
No, for real.
No, don't do that.
No, for real. I'm being for real.
There's no way this team is 8-2 without LeBron at the end of the season.
Yeah, they could have been. Dude, look at the schedule. I mean, they shouldn't have lost this game to Chicago. You're at home against Chicago yesterday. You got to win that game. And they didn't get it done. Now they go to Chicago this week. Will they get it done? We'll see. But they're playing Minnesota, Houston, which should be a gimme, but we know what happened last time, at Utah. Then they're home against the Clippers. And, you know, with the Paul George injury, that's kind of a different deal. And then they've got Phoenix, who still may not have KD back. And then they finish with Utah. Based on who was in front of them and based on their schedule, with 10 games to go, Beto, I said they could go 8-2. Under the assumption that LeBron probably wouldn't even play until the last 2 or 3 games.
A Suns team that's the 4 seed.
Okay.
All right, that's tough.
It's tough, but we saw the Lakers just recently beat them.
Mm-hmm. So you really think this is an 8-2 team?
I think that they were playing their best ball and that they could have gone on a run. And by the way, they still may go on a run where they compile some wins and they get to the 6 seed. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that LeBron choosing by himself, making a unilateral decision, I'm good, I'm back, put me in the game, coach.
So Minnesota on the road on a Friday.
That's right.
Minnesota's the 7 seed.
Okay.
That's a gimme to you.
No, not a gimme.
It's a win.
Yeah, it's a winnable game. Not a winnable game? No chance to win?
Utah on the road. How tough is that place? You talk about people yelling at you?
Yeah.
You've been to Utah. You've heard those fans.
Not really.
Oh, you never been there?
I've been there, but I haven't heard them.
Some of the worst...
Never been to a game there.
Oh, some of the worst fan interaction I've ever been around in the NBA. Is
why aren't they supposed to be like lovely, like religious people? Oh,
not
really?
When the game starts.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, some of the worst. And they only sell like 3% beer. So there's no excuse. They're going after you. They're vicious.
Okay.
Tough place to play.
Okay.
Clippers?
Yep.
That's a win?
Win a bowl. They've already said Anthony Davis will play in that game because it's a back-to-back. Win a bowl. No gimme.
All right, so you're in Utah on a Tuesday, get home about 2-3 in the morning, wake up the next day, you got to go against Kawhi?
Yeah, winnable.
Okay.
Not winnable, no chance, they can't win. Shouldn't even play the game, forfeit.
I mean, a game right after a road trip?
Hey, listen, maybe I'm just a little too bullish
because they don't
have
LeBron. Now, if they have LeBron, what are you going to do with them? They should still go win all those games?
Yeah, they could win those games with or without LeBron.
Oh.
That's right. They were playing better team basketball without LeBron. True statement. They were 8-5.
Is this going to come down to April 9th, the final game?
Probably so. I mean, they may be in the play-in, but I'm talking about making the playoffs. I'm talking about the 6th seed.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what LeBron's talking about, too. But then LeBron came back
I'm just happy to get into the play-in right now. Let's limp into the play-in. Let's get in there. And give me LeBron. Give me the puncher's chance. Because when the going gets tough at the end and AD decides not to show up a certain night, when the fourth quarter he disappears, give me somebody who you know is going to be a dog and go after it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes.
You want a dog? You got to have dog. Dog inside there.
You got to have that.
Ho, ho. Did you guys hear that? That's my dog.
Yeah, dog.
Like I got a dog in here.
Yeah, so does LeBron.
Yes, he does. That's why LeBron and I...
But you don't want to see him play?
Not last night.
All right, Wednesday, do you want to see LeBron
yes,
play?
Yes, of course. But I didn't want to see him force his way back onto the floor yesterday.
But he's forced his way on Wednesday?
No, he's back.
Oh.
Now he's back.
But we got to see how he recovered.
Well, let's
see. That's what he said. He got to see how he recovered.
Okay, let's see. Maybe he won't play.
Just some of the rotations yesterday, really weird to see. Some of the minutes for certain players, just frustrating at times.
I'll tell you
again,
this.
You're going to tell me Rui Hachimura couldn't give you something?
You got no time on the floor yesterday.
And there was it was a picture of him on social media where he's just sitting there like chewing on his jersey.
Right, because he's probably like, LeBron probably told him you're not playing today.
I don't think LeBron said you're not playing.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah, but are the Lakers that deep that Rui Hachimura can't play? Give me something.
I mean, a couple minutes here and there, right?
Something.
All right, stick around because Big Deal or No Deal is coming up next. And I got a couple other things here I'd still like to talk to Beto about today that we have not even gotten to yet, including, is this Lamar Jackson marriage in Baltimore over? It's the hottest NFL story that everybody's talking about. We'll get to it coming up.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, no Sedano here today on a little vacay. But,
ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I rhymed that. Pretty good.
Some bars.
Yeah. But now, Big Deal or No Deal, take it away, Lindsay Baseball.
Thanks, Cappy. All right, guys, so De'Aaron Fox, of course, is a former college hoop star, but now the former Wildcat is with the Sacramento Kings, and he's getting some slack for comments that he made about college basketball. On Friday, a reporter asked Fox if he's been watching the NCAA tournament, and here's what he said.
I kind of flip through college games. I can't watch a full college game. It's hard. Okay. It's hard. Just the shot making is not at, obviously, the pro level. The refs are bad. A lot of coaching is really bad. I can't stand it.
Is this a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
I'm going to say no deal. It's like I'm watching the NCAA tournament, you know, and somebody said to me, "Well, this kid right here, will he have a chance to play in the NBA? You know, and I'm like, no chance. And they're like, well, why do you say that? I'm like, because I know what you're looking at on television when Princeton is playing right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. But as much as it looks good to you on TV, or you think that kid just knocked down a bunch of 3-point shots, that doesn't make the kid a pro player. The NBA players are the absolute very best of the very best. And unless there's an outlier at a school like a Princeton or a Florida Atlantic, the college game is not, it's just not what the pro game is. And so I could understand where if you're De'Aaron Fox, you know, you're so accustomed to watching the pro game and guys knocking down shots that when you watch college, it looks like, looks like high school basketball to those guys.
Yeah, it's no deal. No, not a big deal at all, because when you're watching college basketball, you know that it's a bigger pool. When you get to the NBA, it's the elite of the elite, the 1%. And yeah, that's why watching NBA players, what they do is just fantastic. And it's amazing. The 12th man on an NBA team is still going to be the best player in college. And a lot of the guys that we're watching right now, we mentioned it, are senior transfers. If you're a one and done guy, you're already in the NBA for a reason. A lot of the guys that we're watching, they might go on and have a good career in Lithuania and Germany. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can make some money, six figures, get after it. But no, it's not that big of a deal. And yeah, the refereeing in college is bad.
So one time many, many years ago, I came to a Laker game. All right, I'm about to make some big name dropping here. And so I was introduced to Stephon Marbury.
Okay.
Marbury's kind of already done with his NBA career at this point. Mm-hmm. So we kind of hit it off, you know? And I say, why don't you come on down to South LA? So he takes me up on this offer, and he comes down. Serious, true story, comes down. And I met him with a group of guys that night. One of my buddies was like, hey, you come stay at my place. I got this great place. It's yours. You use it.
Okay.
So Marbury comes down and stays at my buddy's house. Like, nobody else was there except him. We all wind up going to see a San Diego State basketball game that night, Saturday night. Again, this is 10 years ago. And I said to Stephon Marbury, I go, hey, man, if I put some sneakers on you in a uniform right now and you went out and played against these guys, are you the best player on the floor? And he laughed at me. He's like, you're kidding me, right? I'm like, no, you're done. Like, you know, you're done playing. You know, yeah. You're going to China to play. These guys are young. They're in their prime. These guys, he's like, dude, I will walk on the floor right now in my street clothes and kill everybody.
Give them buckets. Absolutely.
So, yeah, the NBA is just a whole different level.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going, Lindsay Baseball.
All right, the Yankees are the most valuable franchise in Major League Baseball with an estimated value of $6 billion. Jeez. But even the rich people cheap out sometimes, and one place the Yankees apparently do that is their in-flight Wi-Fi. According to a report from Sports Illustrated, the Yankees do not provide complimentary Wi-Fi to players on the team plane. They charter with Delta, which charges $9 per flight for Wi-Fi. So covering the entire team's in-flight Wi-Fi for the year would cost the Yankees about $40,000. So the fact that they don't pay for it, a big deal or no deal? Beto, you go first.
You know, it's not that big of a deal.
$6 billion.
Nah, you know why? Because everything I've heard about the way that Yankees treat you when you're a player for them in the organization, it is above and beyond top notch. So it's not that big of a deal. You know what? Sometimes you got to keep them humble a little bit. You know, hey, you want the Wi-Fi? And it's not every player is going to use it every single time, right? It's a team option.
How would Aaron Judge possibly afford to pay for Wi-Fi? Yeah.
Okay, well, Aaron Judge, funny thing is with him, there is an exception because if you have T-Mobile, which he's like a spokesperson for, you get free Delta in-flight Wi-Fi because it's a deal through T-Mobile.
You got a guy.
So then why doesn't everybody get T-Mobile?
So anybody who has T-Mobile, they don't have to pay for it because it's through Delta.
Oh, then I love the Yankees. Sign me up. Let's go. The Yankees win. And tomorrow you get MLB package if you have T-Mobile.
I have T-Mobile too. So like, no big deal for me. But the fact, so there you go. The fact that like you'd have to pay, let's say half the guys on the team have T-Mobile. $20,000? You can't give $20,000 for the dudes that don't have free Wi-Fi?
Well, let me ask you a question. When you fly on a plane and they give you two options, one is the free Wi-Fi that allows you to communicate by text or like Facebook instant message or whatever, and the other is like the $9.99, do whatever you want to do, watch you porn on the flight, we don't care. I mean, that like one is like really fast, serious Wi-Fi, and the other one is just texting. Right.
Yeah.
I'm the just texting guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm the free Wi-Fi guy.
I always pay. So, unless I'm on a Delta flight, because it's free.
I'm going no deal.
I'm going to start going to Delta now.
I'm going no deal. I mean, it is kind of, it does make the Yankees look a little ridiculous and cheap, because you just figure, like, this is the New York Yankees. Guys who play for us, they're the best of the best. If they're going to wear pinstripes, we want to treat them like a certain way. And having Wi-Fi, you would think, is now like a normal, commonplace sort of a thing.
So. It was weird, because this weekend when I flew down to Mexico on Thursday, my airplane had Wi-Fi and then it just stopped. So I was like, whoa, like, what am I gonna do now for 3 hours? Just sit here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did. I mean, I got stuff downloaded, but yeah, like, wow.
You didn't take the, what's the name of the magazine they have on the plane?
No, they didn't even have it.
The Sky Mall?
Yeah, Sky Mall. Sky Mall is awesome.
It doesn't exist anymore, does it?
I don't know.
Some of them do have it. I saw it. What was I flying? American Airlines had it recently. I don't fly American often, but they're the only ones who fly direct to Charlotte, and they had it.
Sky Mall was one of those magazines where every single thing in the Sky Mall, you're like, I want one of those.
Yeah, that looks cool.
I want one of those. Gosh, I should get one of those.
Yeah, the steps for your dog. And I don't even have a dog. Yeah, it looks good too.
Yeah. I mean, the calf like massaging machine from Brookstone.
In a catalog. Yeah.
All right, Lindsay, baseball. What else you got for big deal or no deal?
All right. So Angels superstar Mike Trout has an interesting takeaway from serving as Team USA captain during the World Baseball Classic. He said, quote, "I needed this. I needed to play in this atmosphere. I needed to experience it and be in the moment. It made me think about how bad we want to get back into the playoffs. I obviously had it in 2014, but the World Baseball Classic atmosphere was, as a baseball fan, as a competitor, that's where you want to play. You want to be in that moment." So is the fact that he said this over the weekend a big deal or no deal, Kepi?
I'm going to say big deal just for this reason. Like, it is many of us who are Mike Trout, I don't know if I'd call myself a fan as much as just, you know, somebody who watches his career. All he talked about during this World Baseball Classic is, wow, this is what it feels like to be in like high leverage, baseball term, situation. And I wonder if he's laying the groundwork to say to the Angels, hey guys, it's been nice. I know I'm making a ton of money. I know I have a no trade clause, but you know what? A lot of teams would take on my contract, so why don't we do a beautiful thing and let's move me out of here?
This is a huge deal. Go and enjoy Mike Trout while you can in Anaheim. And Trout just hit a bomb that still hasn't landed on the 57 off of Thor right now as they're playing against the Dodgers. And
2-0 Angels.
Trout, right now, once you get that taste of it, he said it's been the best since 2014, almost a decade ago, that he hasn't played in the playoffs. And they didn't even do anything. To go around there and you see this. I have Ohtani on my team, and we're still not even a team that's probably considered to even make the playoffs right now.
Top two players on the planet.
He has all the money that he will never be able to spend. Generations have been taken care of Trout kids and the Trout family for centuries are going to have enough money because that's how much money he has. Frugal guy, doesn't do anything much. And what does he do? Today, you see that announcement? Him and Tiger Woods are going to build a golf course.
Yeah, I did see that.
Right where he grew up in Vineland, New Jersey, around that area?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So he's got business interests on the East Coast now. Huh. Family still on the East Coast. Huh. And I live in South Orange County, Palacio Estate. But for what? I go out and play in front of 15,000 people?
How about, I mean, is he a Yankee?
Oh, absolutely.
Is he a Met? Is he a Philadelphia Philly?
Well, he's closer to Philly. We grew up.
He's
an East Coast guy. He's got the East Coast vibe.
I mean, how about the Dodgers?
Who wouldn't want that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were the Dodgers and you had a chance to get Mike Trout all day, every day.
All day, every day. Adios, Trout. I love him. He's a guy who I still, to this day, will stop and watch if he's adding. Just fantastic. Great guy, too.
Yeah, I mean, the end of the World Baseball Classic last week between Ohtani and Trout
but
was
he stepped
so
up
amazing,
to be the,
so dramatic.
Yeah.
He stepped up to be what?
The captain.
Yeah.
He didn't have to.
That just goes to show you that everybody on the American team looked at him and went, you're the best guy. You're the best. Oh, no. Don't tell me what's going on.
No.
Don't tell me I'm going viral
already. No. My boy, DJ Ever.
What's up, DJ? Oh, shout out.
DJ Ever, if you ever need... Oh, dude, Ever, we got to do a house party at Cappy's house.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ever does all the Vegas clubs. He's a great connect to have.
Okay.
Huge Angel fan. He just writes back, Trout crying emoji.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Ever, I didn't know you were listening, bro. Lo siento, amigo.
Sí,
lo siento. He's a real Angel fan. But you know Ever. He's got to go, bro. Dude, imagine having Ever at your house.
Oh, dude, DJ Ever would be amazing.
He has no idea. Do you know who DJ Ever is?
He's my buddy, but he gets you in Vegas. We got you.
Yeah, he's DJ Ever.
I know he knows. Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, he rocks the house.
Yes.
But do you know who he is?
I don't, but do you know, but he's a DJ.
Yeah.
Just making
sure. Well, I don't think anybody else knows who he is either, do they?
I do.
Yeah, oh, people know who DJ Ever is?
He's he was at Power 106 here
before. He was at Power 106.
Oh. Now he's all over Vegas,
okay,
all over clubs.
Okay, DJ Ever.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he's an Angel fan, hardcore. Oh, you're gonna lose Ever, you're gonna lose Trout, and you're gonna lose Ohtani, man.
Why are they losing Ever?
Oh, because he's gonna go with you.
He is?
Yeah, take him to the Padres.
Oh, really?
Yeah, take him.
DJ Ever. Well, still a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
All right, stick around. We haven't gotten there yet. Let's just have a few minutes on the Lamar Jackson latest drama. And then it is dealer's choice, which means that if Beto wants it, it's his.
Nope. Because I loved your rant last week. So I want you to have some more Cappy rants.
Okay. Yeah, last week I was upset at a few people.
Yeah, I want to hear that because I want to know how your weekend was.
Okay.
And who you yelled at. Because I know you yelled at some people, Cappy.
Yes!
I know.
I may have been yelled at. I don't know if I yelled at anybody. I may have been yelled at.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
Dealer's choice. And let's get to this Lamar Jackson story next on Sedano and Cap. Dude looks like a lady.
That's Mrs. Doubtfire.
I think I just scared Laura. She's like, what just happened there?
You've been strong today with your music.
Thank you.
Good defense.
I do notice that Beto has posted a video of me doing my man in the mirror Michael Jackson moves.
Strong.
Not very good.
I tweeted it in my regular account, Durant Sports. I tweeted it in the Circle of Trust. And I posted it on my Instagram at Bethelvision. And on there, I put the music. So you have the music component on my Instagram story.
I got to check that out.
Solid.
Hey, listen, before we get to Dealer's Choice, and I may go over to Lindsay for Dealer's Choice because she just texted me something I want her to talk about. Are you following the Lamar Jackson drama with the Baltimore Ravens?
If I told you I was, I'd be lying.
Not into it, huh?
Baseball starts on Thursday, man. Yes, I'm all about the Dodgers right now. That's what I care about. I'm worried about the Lakers.
Worried about the Dodgers at all?
No, because it's the first game of the year. You know what I am worried about? That it's a night game. Dodger day game, opening day, that's the tradition. Girls out there rocking whatever they're rocking. Guys out there rocking whatever they're rocking. I want to see that basking in the sunshine. People calling off of work, tailgating, not at the stadium, but at the park around the corner. You want to be there, kind of saw the flapping on the grill. Let's go. That's what I want. But a night game, it just doesn't feel opening day-ish.
And this is on Thursday? Because, by the way, listen.
I mean, there's still going to be all kinds of mariachi going on.
Well, that's if it's not rained out. Seriously, I've been looking at the weather. I've been looking at the weather on Thursday.
Cappy.
I think Wednesday, Thursday, we're looking at more rain.
Hey, Dodger Stadium field crew, they do a good job. My boy Renee and everybody else out there, they're all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, don't worry about that. Well, it doesn't rain on field. Dodgers opening day.
It doesn't, huh?
No, no.
So this Thursday will not rain.
It might rain, but not on opening day.
Okay, got it. So opening night then.
Yeah, I just don't like that it's opening night.
Yeah, man. But maybe they can't because it's opening day is going to rain.
It's like you want to wake up and you're like, okay, I'm not going to work today.
Yep, you got to call off of work.
I got to pretend to be sick. Right? And then next thing you know, it's like Dodgers opening day is sold out for months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the first day of school
mm-hmm.
where you're like, oh, hey, there's Bethovision. I don't know him, but that's his Instagram. Hey, there's Ace of SoCal. There's Unique, whatever. Yeah, that girl.
Then unique, like, food. Say,
no, but that's how people say
unique,
it, right?
Food.
No,
unique.
But it's like, you don't know how to say people's Instagram names at times. So you're like, they're my friends on Instagram, but I don't know them. And you're like, hey, let's get a picture. Oh, first time we ever met, you know? That's how Dodger Stadium, it's a big community coming together. So the night game just nothing to have the same thing.
By the way, I get it.
And being drunk by 11.
Yeah, I mean, opening day is a party.
Yes.
I get it.
Remembering how you got home.
When did they start even doing that?
This year.
I feel like in every market, it's always, opening day has always been day games.
Mm-hmm. It's called opening day.
It's got to be a TV thing, right?
Right. That's what I was going to say. I've never heard of them having night games at all.
Angels always do it.
I bet you're right. It probably is TV related. Yeah.
Angels always did night games.
I wonder if the Dodgers are playing on national TV on opening night.
Probably something
maybe.
Like that.
Because
I know Cincinnati makes a big deal. They have the parade. But Dodger Stadium, I'm telling you, Cappy, the park around the corner, oh, man. And then leaving like at 4 o'clock, you're like, you know what? You feel good. Dodger won. You might be in traffic.
Go to Pasadena.
And you start texting your friends who didn't go to the game, but like, were watching it at a bar. Yay, let's go. Round two. Woo!
Yo,
what happened?
Not wrong.
What happened? My phone died, girl. I couldn't call you back. Oh, and you're in trouble. But hey, good times.
All right. Well,
not that it's ever happened to me.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
No, because I would always work. So I would go at a credential. So I'd go and see my friends. Oh, we're over here in the third base dugout. No, you're not, man. You just have top deck seats, but they sneak down.
Gotcha.
Cap, you would be a celebrity.
So, dude, I can't wait for us to go to some Dodger games this
absolutely.
Year. But here's the thing. So the Lamar Jackson thing is not on your radar because you're all focused on Dodgers right now.
It's just, I
don't,
get it.
Don't you find it interesting that an NFL quarterback with an MVP on his resume who has been saying he wants a fully guaranteed contract, and now an organization is essentially not accommodating him, number one, but number two, today, at the moment that John Harbaugh, the coach of the Ravens, started talking at the NFL owners' meetings, that's when Lamar Jackson started to put out tweets today. So what
Cappy,
I find interesting...
Cappy, let me cut you off.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I've been doing it all day. But
yeah, go ahead.
I got to get better at that. What city is he in?
He's in Baltimore.
What city are we in?
We're in L.A.
The Rams just sent a letter to their fans saying, hey, we're essentially not going to be good this
year. Right, we talked about that earlier, yeah.
Yo, Chargers are trying to figure out what the heck's going on with Austin
Nobody
Eckler.
Cares about
Yo,
them.
Yo, absolutely.
Nobody
they care because
cares.
You tweet about it.
Nobody
you talk about
them.
It. Your podcast is always talking about it. So
nobody
don't tell
cares
me nobody
about
cares
them.
About that.
Nobody cares about
them. Oh, yeah, they absolutely
no, they
do.
Don't.
Then you shouldn't talk about them on your other show.
Well, no, but that's...
Okay, then.
But the reason I talk about that is because that's just pure hate.
Okay, and I don't... So at least you have something there, right? What are the Raiders doing? What are the Raiders
so
doing?
You're, let me just get this straight.
I don't care what's going on in Baltimore.
So Lamar Jackson.
Not on my radar.
Because it's not
I'm
local.
In L.A., man.
I know, but I think the NFL is what I'll call global enough that when you have a superstar quarterback of this magnitude. And
how does that affect my team right now that sucks?
Well, I'll
tell you. How does it affect my team that doesn't have a quarterback?
I'll tell you.
How does it affect my team that's losing a running back?
What if the Rams decide to get involved in the possibility of trading for Lamar Jackson.
Then would that interest you? But they got so much drama in Baltimore that we can't figure out what they're gonna. They can't figure out what they're doing, right? He's requesting a trade. They're not talking. They might franchise him. He might not play. I don't want to talk about him until it's a possibility that maybe he's come here.
Yeah,
now, if you're telling me that he requested a trade and, hey, the Ravens are talking about possibly trading him, now you got my interest.
Yeah.
But right now, it's going to be a bunch of back and forth. It's a showdown. Talk to me about L.A. in L.A.
I like it because I like seeing the media strategy. Everybody's been ridiculing this kid for not having an agent and not knowing what he's doing in this negotiation. And the minute the coach started talking today at the owners' meetings, that's when the kid started putting out tweets about having requested a trade and the team not accommodating him. I find that part of it to be very interesting. And I think NFL is so global that you can spend a couple of minutes on a situation of this magnitude, just no different than the way we talked about Aaron Rodgers. Is that not interesting because it's not in L.A.?
Aaron Rodgers is a bigger name, isn't he?
He is a bigger name.
And he was actually going to be on the move, right?
And he is going to be on the move, but he hasn't happened yet.
But he's on the move.
As is Lamar.
No.
I think so.
Is he on the move?
I think so.
He requested a trade. They're going to franchise him.
I think he's on the move.
He's saying he might not play. They might not trade him. They might keep him.
So on the move, there's just too many qualification.
That's just, that is way too complicated to anywhere being on the move.
All I know
Aaron
is
Aaron Rodgers is talking about the Jets.
All I know is this. Last year, beginning of football, at beginning of training camp, I said to you, we should be talking about Matthew Stafford and this arm injury. And you said, man, we're talking about Matthew Stafford, beginning of training camp. Man, there's so much more to be talking about.
That was Dodgers in training camp, right? Hey, were the Dodgers a mess at that time?
That was L.A.
Were the Dodgers a mess at the time?
I don't remember.
Yes.
They were?
And Matthew Stafford, if we're talking, now, if this is Lamar Jackson in L.A., oh, all day, we got 4 hours on this. I don't care what's going on in Baltimore.
Yeah, I find it
keep
very
LA,
interesting.
Keep L.A. man.
I find it very interesting.
Okay, let's talk about Cleveland then. Hey, Lindsay,
you want to talk about Cleveland? Because I don't.
I mean, I'll just say that the Cavs clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah!
LeBron.
The Cavs clinched a spot without LeBron.
See, they don't need LeBron, but the Lakers do.
I mean, am I wrong here that I want to talk about our city?
It's all good to talk about your city.
Laura?
We talk about football all the time.
What was I playing when you guys were done? I'm just saying.
Julio Urias on Thursday, bro.
That's awesome.
Dude. Gracias a Dios. Like, finally.
I'll get used to it.
I know.
What'd you say about Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, Mayor of Carmel.
I don't know what you just said. But
I said, gracias a Dios. Thank God.
Did you guys see the breaking Twitter news that just came out?
No, tell us.
Awful Announcing just posted this story about Elon Musk is going to remove, only verified accounts can vote in Twitter polls starting April 15th. Isn't that stupid?
I haven't really used, I only use Twitter for the circle now.
I feel like
people use polls all the time.
He's just.
I only use it for the circle. Honestly, I haven't tweeted as much anymore. I use it for the circle to engage with them, and that's cool.
I don't either, but I feel like the poll is like a cool feature. I don't know.
I never use it.
I mean, he took out the two-way authentication thing.
Lose my blue check mark yet?
You will starting this week.
Yeah, you will.
All right, Cap, you don't need to be authentic. We got you, bro.
Yeah, it's all good.
We know you're real.
Yeah.
You're a real one.
I'm a real one.
Yeah.
I'm a real one. That's right. I'm a real one.
We all like, okay.
Cappy, somebody just sent me a message. That's the Cappy dance when Jim Nance says, I got you, King.
Yeah. When Jim Nance finally tells me, hey, you're going to the Final Four. I'm sending Air Nance to pick you up, and you got courtside seats for
either.
Four.
Scott Kaplan, you really are one of a kind. Love being your friend.
Love you, Jimmy.
If he would say, Kaplan, you're a real one, that would be hilarious.
That would be amazing.
You know what, though? The fact that he called him Scott Kaplan?
Yeah, he didn't say Cappy or Scotty. Or like,
you gotta play the full thing for Beto because it's funnier that way.
Okay, I can, but you know. It's a minute long. Here you go.
We got nothing.
Hello, friends. My role here is a very simple one. Just to extend my warmest birthday greetings to you, Scott Kaplan. I heard today about this being your 50th birthday, and I just want to congratulate you. What? What's that, Lance? No, it can't be his 40th. He's got to be. No. He looks every bit of 50. All right. Well, let's do this again then. I'll go with the 40. All right. 3, 2, 1. Scott Kaplan, a happy birthday. I know it's a milestone birthday. They tell me it's your 40th. Congratulations, my man. You really are one of a kind. Love being on your show. Love being your friend. And many, many more to you. Hope you're having a great night. Wish I could be there. All the best. God bless.
See, Jim Nance has become quite an actor. You know, like he's in that commercial with Spike Lee and Charles Barkley and Samuel L. Jackson. And Samuel's like, I wonder what Jim Nance smells like. And he comes out from behind the scenes and he's like, I smell so fine or something like that. He's become quite the actor. My friend Jim Nance.
Getting ready for retirement.
Come on, man. Let's go. Let's get to the Final Four. Let's get to the Final Four.
Send the text.
Send that private jet my way.
Are you
going
to do it, Kathy?
No, yes, I am. I have. I am 100%.
Did you send the text?
I have not sent the text.
Why? It's Monday.
I've sent the email.
You know how many texts? He's from Houston.
No, we sent
it. What, email no good? No good email. Email no good?
He's a broadcaster who gets production notes every single day. Do you even check Lindsay's email?
No, he doesn't.
No, so how are you going to check Jim Nance's email?
No, he's not. He's going to check my email.
No,
I'm
not
checking his.
You don't think he's getting...
Happy. Just send him a text with a picture that just says whatever we said, like go Aztecs or whatever.
Does he have social media? Let's tag him.
No, he's off. He doesn't go on social media.
The text was a move, Cap. You messed up.
No Instagram.
And you can't do it on Tuesday either.
You messed up, bro.
You got to do it right now.
Okay, I will. All right, I will.
You got to do it right now.
I will do it. I'm going to send him the picture of me in my bootleg shirt.
You know what? Right now, we have 60 seconds.
Come on. Here, give me your phone.
Let's go. We got to do it.
I'm going to do it. Should I FaceTime him?
FaceTime.
Oh my God.
You
won't.
Hello, friend.
You won't. He won't do it.
Hello, friend.
You should FaceTime him. Hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
He won't do it.
All right. So now, no cap. It's been a good show. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll be back in.
We still got time.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
How much time we got?
We got like 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. I'm
great job.
I'm texting.
Oh, I'm
Laura. Great job today. Laura.
Thank you.
Great job. Lindsay, always great. For everybody behind the scenes, Tommy, Carlo, thanks for the YouTube. What else? We'll be back tomorrow. Sit down on a cap.
By tomorrow, let me tell you something. By tomorrow, I will have news tomorrow as to whether or not I'm getting onto Air Nance to go to the Final Four.
Get the crickets. Hey, great job, Circle.
That's what I'm doing. All right. Hey, yes, great job, Laura. Yes, great job, Lindsay. Beto, a pleasure to have you. Thank you, Circle of Trust. We are back tomorrow. Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa is coming up right now. We're back tomorrow at 4. Peace out, everybody.